Since 1937, the Lights of Spiritual Guidance has been proclaiming the love of Jesus Christ. We seek to lift up Jesus, who brings light into a darkened world. Thanks so much for listening to this broadcast of the Lights of Spiritual Guidance. Good morning and welcome to this edition of the Lights of Spiritual Guidance. The song you just listened to was recorded by the Gethsemane Quartet back in the late 1960s. That's a classic. Miss Penny Andrews, the featured soloist and a regular listener of the Lights of Spiritual Guidance on WPET out of Greensboro, North Carolina. What a great song. So many reasons why I love him. Can't even begin to count them. Can you? Well, I hope that the program will continue to be a blessing as we finish the sermon, Everything Lives Where the River Flows, that was begun last week. I would ask you to pray for me as this weekend I'm in revival meeting, June 9 to 11, Princeton, Indiana, at the First General Baptist Church. And then we will start our camp meeting season, June 23 to July the 2nd, Wadsworth, Ohio, Sharon Holiness Camp, then July the 9th, Sunday only, Springfield, Ohio, at High Street Church of the Nazarene. And then our second camp meeting of the summer, July 13 to 23, Flovilla, Georgia, the Great Indian Springs camp meeting there. And finishing out our camp meeting season, July 27 to August 6 at Portage, Ohio. If you listen to us on WBVI out of Fostoria, Ohio, we'll be at the Portage Holiness Camp Meeting in Portage, Ohio, July 27 to August 6. So make your plans to be a part of that camp meeting. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, I want to thank you so much for those listening to my voice today and to the Lights of Spiritual Guidance. Thank you for those who faithfully listen, those who faithfully support. We couldn't be on the air were it not for those few that send us a gift each month. Lay it upon the hearts of others to help us out so we can continue to produce this program and be on these radio stations. You've always proven faithful, Father, to lay that burden upon the hearts of the people. Thank you for doing that. And I pray that you would just continue to use this program to touch lives, to bring the light of the gospel, to bring people into the kingdom. Thank you so much, Father, for all that you have done and are doing in our lives in these days. I pray and ask all of this in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. You can write to me, The Lights of Spiritual Guidance, 1915 Cottage Avenue, Columbus, Indiana, 47201, or go to our website, lomanministries.org, and you can give through the Venmo or the PayPal tab there. Thanks again for listening. God bless you.
Father and loving mother, fly across the lonely years and old home scenes of my
Now look at the increase. It's an incredible vision. Verse 3 of chapter 47. As the man went eastward with a measuring line in his hand, he measured off 1,000 cubits and led me through water that was ankle deep. He measured off 1,000 cubits and led me through water that was knee deep. He measured off another 1,000 and led me through water that was up to the waist. He measured off another 1,000, but now it was a river that I could not cross because the water had risen and was deep enough to swim in. A river that no one could cross. And he asked me, Son of man, do you see this? You see, the vision moves from corporate to personal. Do you see this? Did you notice how Ezekiel's river deepened? Ankle deep, knee deep, waist deep, rivers to swim in? Oswald Chambers makes the statement that nobody consecrates forever. You may be a Christian here this morning and think, well, hey, there was that moment in time when I confessed my sins and everything's good. I punched my ticket for eternity and everything is fine, but yet nothing has been going on in your life since. You just accepted God's grace and you came to a grinding halt right then and there thinking that that was all there is to be. Nobody consecrates forever. There's something wrong, and I say it kindly but emphatically this morning. There is something wrong with your Christian experience if it is not an ever-increasing, ever-deepening tide of God's power and presence. Within a mile and a half of Ezekiel's river source, it was rivers to swim in. Now, I want you to just take this very personal for the next few minutes. I want you to examine your own personal relationship with Christ. Think about that for a moment. When you came to know Christ, if you have indeed had that happen. When you activated by faith the grace of God in your life. And you asked Him to forgive you of your sins. In the old-fashioned way of putting it, we allowed the blood to cover our sins. The guilt was removed. We became a child of God. Our names written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. We're now born again. Remember when that happened in your life? Most of us do. Since then, has there been an increase? Has there been a deepening? How would you describe your experience of grace in the context of this passage of Scripture? Ankle deep? Some of you might have to confess. When Elaine, you're right. There was a time in my life when I asked the Lord to forgive me for my sins. But yet since that moment in time, I must be very candid with you. I've not grown very much. There's not been a whole lot spiritual that's gone on in my life. Oh, I try to live the Christian life, but there are things that I do that I shouldn't do. There are points in the Bible that I read, and I'm not obeying those areas in my own personal life. So I think I'd have to say, even as a Christian, that my experience of grace, ankle deep. Others of you might, if you were honest about it, would say, well, Elaine, I don't think it's that shallow. I like to think mine is at least knee deep. At least knee deep. I do profess to know the Lord, and I do come to church when it's pretty outside most of the time. I do believe in the things of God. I believe in the Bible. I believe in the church. But there are things in my life that I still own. There are things that I still want to do that I don't want anybody to question me about. There are areas of my life where there is disobedience and not complete obedience. So I would have to say, Lane, yes, my experience of grace in the context of the passage, knee deep. Others of you might say, well, now, Lane, I have been in the church for years. I am pretty faithful around here. I know the Lord. I've been a Christian. I've taught Sunday school. I've been in the choir. I've been on the board. I've done a lot of things for the church. And I even profess a very deep relationship with Him. But there are secret things. There are things that no one knows anything about but me and God. And while I am not ankle deep, I'm not knee deep, I'm at least waist deep. I was holding a camp meeting in Eastern Ohio back in 2005. The Lord led me to preach this particular message that evening. I preached the sermon, I opened the altar, gave people the opportunity to come and move forward in their walk with the Lord. I looked down the aisle of that tabernacle and walking toward the altar was a huge man. Oh, I knew him. I'd held revival meetings in his church. And I saw him, and about halfway to the altar, he just broke down and began to weep openly. And then he just laid that large frame of his. It was about 6'2", weighed about 300 pounds. And he just laid his frame right over the altar. And I got down in front of him. His name was Jim. And I said, "Jim, what on earth are you doing here tonight?" He said, "Lane, you talked about ankle deep tonight. You talked about knee deep tonight. You talked about waist deep tonight." He said, "My relationship with Christ right now is not even toe deep. Look at it. Ankle deep, knee deep, waist deep. Compare that with the latter. Rivers to swim in." How would you like to describe your experience of grace like that? Rivers to swim in. The water is deep enough to where you can't touch bottom. The current is flowing. And that current takes you wherever that current wants you to be and go. So it is with the person who is now living in rivers to swim in. They've given the Holy Spirit complete freedom to take them anywhere that He cares to take them. Can you describe your experience of grace like that? Be honest now. Oh, you're not accountable to me, but you are accountable to God. Perhaps that is only a dream. Perhaps it was that way one time, but no longer. Well, if that's the case with you, this vision of Ezekiel's is in God's timing for you this morning. You know what? I've been in ministry now going on 56 years. I pastored some wonderful people. I know people who are still being tripped over the same temptation they were tripped over 10 and 15 and 20 years ago. Because it's ankle deep, knee deep, waist deep. I've met people who are still holding the same level of resentment towards somebody else that they had when the event first happened, but yet profess to know Christ. And that's because it's ankle deep, knee deep, just waist deep. I believe that God wants to come in a fresh new way. I believe that He wants to somehow bathe us so powerfully with His Holy Spirit that those kinds of things are no longer issues in our lives. And we can live in complete victory. We finish where Ezekiel's vision finishes. Verses 6 through 12. "He led me back to the bank of the river. When I arrived there, I saw a great number of trees on each side of the river. He said to me, 'This water flows toward the eastern region, goes down into the Arabah, where it enters the Dead Sea, or the Salt Sea. When it empties into the sea, the salty water there becomes fresh. Swarms of living creatures will live wherever this river flows. There will be large numbers of fish because this water flows there. Makes the salt water fresh, so where the river flows, everything will live.'" Are you getting the picture here? That wherever this river goes, everything that it touches, life is established. The Dead Sea had no life in it. It's the Salt Sea, the Dead Sea. No living creatures, no vegetation, nothing there. And now because this river that came down from the heights, flowed out from under the threshold of the temple, down across the barren desert place, entered into that Dead Sea, and all of a sudden there is life being seen in that river that was never there before. Notice what it says. "Fishermen will stand along the shore from Engedi to Engleam. There will be place for spreading nets." What does that mean? That means that people like you and me will stand out there and we'll cast the net of the gospel and we'll begin to catch fish. Fish that have never known the love of Jesus Christ. Red and yellow, black and white. They're all precious in His sight. Fish of many kinds, it says. "Swamps and marshes will not become fresh." I used to skip over this part of the vision. But then I heard a teaching on this. There was reason behind the swamps and the marshes not becoming fresh. You see, the people of Israel, they would go out into the swamps and into the marshes and they would grab the large leafy vegetation that was saturated with salt and they would bring those leaves back into their homes and wrap fish and meat and vegetables in those leaves so that they would be preserved and not spoiled. You get the picture here that the Spirit who brings life can also preserve life. Fruit trees of all kinds will grow on each side of the river. Every month they will bear fruit because the water from the sanctuary flows there. The vision I see in Ezekiel's vision is the church will continue to bear fruit day after day, week after week. The child of God will bear fruit each day, each week, each month, because everything lives where the river flows. Any level of spirituality less than rivers to swim in falls short of God's will for each of us. Father, Spirit of living God, breathe on us. Speak to us today. Talk to us as a corporate body of believers. May we, as I saw this church come together in unity at the end of the Sunday school opening, may we have a determination to allow the Holy Spirit to so empower us that we make a difference. As a corporate body of believers. That's my prayer, Jesus.
There is a river.
Our time has come and gone for this edition of the Lights of Spiritual Guidance. I do hope you'll take a few minutes to write us that letter of support so we can stay on your radio station. You can write to me, The Lights of Spiritual Guidance, 1915 Cottage Avenue, Columbus, Indiana, 47201, or go to our website, lomanministries.org, and you can give through the PayPal tab or the Venmo tab on the website. I do hope you'll find a place to worship this weekend. In the state of Illinois, I know you would be welcome at the Church of the Nazarene in Murfreesboro and Faith Chapel in Carrier Mills. In the state of Ohio, Trinity United Brethren Church in Fostoria. And in the state of Kentucky, I know you would be welcome in any of the churches of the Kentucky Mountain Holiness Association. In the state of North Carolina, Charity Baptist Church in High Point and Mount Gilead Methodist Church in Trinity, along with Friendship Baptist Church in Willow Springs. And here in Columbus, Indiana, where this program is produced, Bethel Wesleyan Church, Flintwood Wesleyan Church, and Columbus Free Methodist Church. Till the same time next week, don't forget, my friend, I'm still praying for you.